Welcome to the Cool Chrysalis Podcast.
We are Ella and Ella.
Do you know how caterpillars transform into butterflies inside the chrysalis?
Well, I think caterpillars melt into butterflies, and the chrysalis is the mold.
Well, that's not exactly the right answer.
Nah, it's obviously the correct answer, and it will never be anything but the correct answer.
Well, enough about that. Let's talk about some news that will tell us what else is happening around the world with butterflies.
Did you know butterflies infected with parasitic wasps released in Flaunder? Butterflies can get diseases? Now that's just nonsense.
Actually, almost every living thing in the world can get diseases. It's also said that these parasites were found lurking within the caterpillars like deadly Russian dolls.
Russian dolls?
Everybody knows how caterpillars melt into butterflies.
Why are we even doing this podcast?
Most people don't know how caterpillars transform into butterflies. Some people guess and some people just shrug it off, but we're here to tell you all about the interesting things going on inside the chrysalis.
Well, if you're so smart, then tell me how they transform inside their cocoons.
Well, actually, they aren't cocoons. They're in chrysalises. Cocoons are for moths.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Who cares? It's basically the same thing, just for different bugs. Also, at least the butterflies were around when humans were alive, but no farther back in time. Like, how would they survive back then? All the dinosaurs were wiped out anyway.
Well, actually, they were around when the dinosaurs roamed the earth in the age of flowering plants.
What? How did they survive the meteors? That is just nonsense. Complete and utter nonsense.
Actually, the caterpillar starts out by digesting itself inside the chrysalis, releasing enzymes to dissolve all of its tissues.
And you said melting butterflies and cocoons was crazy?
Well, that is partially true, but they don't melt, they dissolve.
How do they become butterflies if they dissolve into legit nothing?
They leave these things dissolved in the caterpillar soup called imagal discs. These discs don't actually dissolve. They stay inside the chrysalis, and when the caterpillar is fully dissolved, these discs soak up the nutrients of the dissolved caterpillar and reform as a butterfly.
So you're saying that discs are inside of butterflies, and they stay there and don't dissolve into acid, and literal acid? I am so confused.
Well, yeah, basically. Inside the caterpillar, before it turns into a butterfly, it has imagal discs inside all of its vital organs, like its eyes and its stomach, so that when it dissolves, these imagal discs soak up the nutrients and recreate the eyes and the stomach and all the other parts to create the beautiful butterfly.
So, like, butterflies are acting like virtual reality and just making things appear out of nothing, like a 3D printer or something?
No, it's still something. They just dissolve. Like, imagine a bowl of soup with little alphabet letters in it, and then the alphabet letters soak up the soup and they form together to spell the word butterfly or something like that.
Well, I guess soup kind of compares to saying what you said earlier, but how does letters, like, how? Like, I know there's letters in caterpillar. Are you saying that there's letters in the literal caterpillar?
Kind of, but the letters are the imagal discs that are inside the caterpillar.
Okay. Well, maybe you're right, but just in case, I'm going on Wikipedia.
Well, actually, Wikipedia is not a trusted website.
Oh, I give up. I guess you could be right, or I could be right. And you seem to have evidence from websites, so I guess you are right. But where did you find that evidence?
I guess some of it from Britannica and Scientific American and the American Museum of Natural History. And I got a little bit of that other stuff from this website called Independent. It's a really cool website.
That's a lot of websites. Are you sure you got all that info from just from all those? I feel like you would only need one website.
Yep, pretty sure. Lots of different websites have different information about butterflies. And so you need to check all of them and put it together to create all of your information.
Oh, I get it now. I guess that seems to check out.
In summary, caterpillars don't melt into butterflies. Instead, they digest themselves, then rebuild into a butterfly, leaving some acid in the chrysalis for nutrition.
Disclaimer, they don't really melt. Don't worry, so they do eat themselves from the inside.